News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The members of the Gupkar Alliance on Tuesday welcomed the results of the DDC elections, stating that it is a verdict on the center's unconstitutional decision to abrogate Article 370. The Congress complimented the voters for their courage and resolve to firmly reject the BJP and its misguided Kashmir policy. Today's DDC results have made it clear that people of J&K voted en masse for JKPAGD, thus rejecting the unconstitutional decision to abrogate Article 370. They have overwhelmingly supported JKPAGD, which stands for Restoration of J&K's Special Status, the PDP president tweeted. She said the PAGD emerged as a winner despite all the obstacles. Mehbooba said the cadre of the People's Alliance for Gupkar declaration, an amalgam of several mainstream political parties seeking the restoration of the special status of J&K, worked tirelessly to ensure the success, even as the centre left no stone unturned to create hurdles. Beginning with Parawahid's arrest a day after he filed his DDC nominations, restricting our movement and not allowing us to campaign. I was illegally detained thrice over the course of a fortnight. PAGD candidates were locked up in a government building while others were barred from canvassing. Despite all these obstacles, PAGD emerged as winner. This has been a hard-earned victory for all of us, she said. Mehbooba also thanked PDP workers and said they worked hard even after the centre engineered a split in her party. Even after a split in PDP engineered by GOI and all the attempts to write us off, my cadre worked day and night to ensure party's victory. I'm extremely grateful to them, she tweeted. National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah said people from Jammu as well as Kashmir have extended complete support to the Gupkar Alliance and endorsed its plan seeking restoration of J&K's special status by giving a befitting reply to the BJP in the DDC polls. The results and emerging trends of DDC polls should act as an eye-opener for the BJP and its proxy political party, Abdullah said, in an apparent reference to the Jammu and Kashmir Apni party. The trends show that the people have not accepted the government's unilateral decision of revoking the special status of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir on August 5, 2019, and downgrading it to a union territory, the NC leader said. Abdullah, who is a former chief minister, told PTI. Congress veteran P. Chidambaram tweeted, undeterred by the denial of democratic rights, the voters of the Kashmir Valley have firmly rejected the BJP and its misguided Kashmir policy. I compliment the voters for their courage and resolve. Even in the Jammu region, a significant number of voters have rejected the divisive and polarizing politics of the BJP. Both the Congress and the Gupkar Alliance have stood up to the BJP and may win as many seats as the BJP. That is a good sign. Their comments have come as the seven-party Gupkar Alliance led by Farooq Abdullah was ahead in the seat tally in the maiden district development council polls in Jammu and Kashmir by winning or leading in 112 seats out of 280, followed by the BJP, which had won 52 seats, including three in the Kashmir Valley for the first time, and was front-runner in 18. The People's Alliance for Gupkar Declaration, or PAGD, has bagged 82 seats and is leading in 30. 38 independents, mainly disgruntled leaders from all political parties, have been declared winners and the same number are leading in other seats. The Jammu and Kashmir Apni Party put up a dismal performance by bagging 7 seats and leading in another 5. The Congress has so far won 19 seats and is leading in 9 other council seats. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir BJP General Secretary Vibhoot Gupta said the people of the valley have exhibited their faith in the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The BJP on Tuesday won an election for the first time from any seat in Kashmir while facing regional heavyweights like the National Conference and the PDP. Ejaz Hussain won the Khonmo 2 District Development Council seat in Srinagar, while Ejaz Ahmed Khan gave the party more reason to cheer by winning the Trulel seat in Bandipora district. Days after former cabinet minister Shubhendu Adhikari joined the Bharatiya Janata Party, 4 ministers of the West Bengal government were absent from a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at the state secretariat on Tuesday. Adhikari joined the BJP at a rally held by Union Home Minister Amit Shah at the state, sparking speculation about rising dissent in the Trinamool Congress. two of the ministers absent from the Tuesday meet, Tourism Minister Gautam Dev and Minister for North Bengal Development Rabindranath Ghosh, belonged to North Bengal. However, the reasons for their absence is genuine, as they had not been attending cabinet meetings since the pandemic. The other two ministers missing from the meeting were Minister for Fisheries Chandranath Sinha from Birbhum and Minister for Forests Rajiv Banerjee from Howrah. Banerjee's absence from the meet seemed politically significant, as there are speculation about him quitting the TMC, with the minister alleging favoritism in the party at a few instances. Attempts were also made by the party leadership to placate Banerjee, with other senior leaders meeting him a few weeks ago. Incidentally, the state secretariat, Nabanno, is located in his constituency of Howrah. Adhikari too stayed away from cabinet meetings for several months before ultimately quitting the TMC and moving to the BJP. Amid the rising political temperatures in the state ahead of the assembly elections, BJP State Vice President Pratap Banerjee issued a show cause notice to the General Secretary of the State Unit, Sayantan Basu, who had ventured to give bites to electronic media which constitute derogatory and anti-party statements. Speaking to reporters, Basu said that many in the BJP were opposed to TMC MLA Jitendra Tiwari joining the party. Union Minister and Asansol MP Babul Supriyo had also issued public statements against inducting Tiwari into the BJP. Groups of farmers protesting against the centre's new agri laws on Tuesday showed black flags to Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar when his convoy was passing through Ambala city, sources said. Some of the farmers allegedly tried to block Khattar's motorcade, but police managed to provide a safe passage to the Chief Minister, sources said. Khattar had come to Ambala to address public meetings in support of the party's mayoral and ward candidates for the upcoming civic body polls. The farmers waved black flags at the Chief Minister's convoy while it was crossing the Agrasen Chowk. They also raised slogans against the government and said that they would continue to protest till the three farm laws are not repealed. A large number of police personnel were deployed near the chowk. The farmers had gathered at the grain market and also tried to block the Ambala-Hisar highway. On December 1, a group of farmers had shown black flags to Union Minister Ratan Lal Kataria in Jandli village adjoining Ambala city. Kataria is the BJP MP from Ambala. Almost 2 weeks later, BJP MP Nayab Singh Saini faced the ire of farmers in Yamunanagar as they raised slogans against the centre for not repealing the three agri laws. Saini, an MP from Kurukshetra, was visiting Khurdi village to lay the foundation stones of some projects and inaugurate a community centre. The protesters had thrown black paint on the foundation stones. A Pakistani human rights activist living in Canada who went missing over the weekend has been found dead, Toronto police said on Tuesday, adding they believed her death to be a non-criminal matter. Karima Mehrab, a refugee from the Balochistan region of western Pakistan, who was also known as Karima Baloch, went missing on Sunday in Toronto's downtown waterfront area. Police said her body was found on Monday. Mehrab was a prominent student organizer who campaigned for Balochistan's separation from Pakistan and later fled to Canada amid threats. She was named one of the BBC's 100 Inspirational and Influential Women of 2016. Toronto police offered few details about her death. Mike Butt, a detective, said by phone it has been deemed a non-criminal incident. Amnesty International South Asia tweeted that her death was shocking and should be effectively investigated, while the Human Rights Council of Balochistan called for the Canadian government to look into the matter. Earlier this year, Sajid Hussain, a Balochistan journalist and activist living in exile in Sweden, was found drowned there, according to media reports. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.